There's our man. That's Newton, my favorite scientist. Not because he was smart, but because he didn't get paid for his work. He did it because it interested him and for no other reason. He had no lab, no research grant, and no co-workers. He worked alone in his father's barn because Cambridge was closed due to a plague epidemic. Here, Newton is staring with amusement and puzzlement at an accurately scaled macroscopic model of our 300 nanometer fold. As I said before, the six groups of four looped DNA strands each have now taken on the appearance of six thick linear strands because the individual DNA strands and their connecting loops are too small to be seen, especially at this viewing angle. In the bottom of the structure, however, where the directions of the DNA loops are more favorable for viewing at this angle, I have been able to show at least some of them. The structure looks like a 25-story tower, where each story is a single instance of the 30-nanometer, 6-histone structure we have been looking at. Let's bring in a magnified sample cross-section so that we may keep this in mind. This is the cross-sectional structure we've been examining for quite a while, although previously only from the axial perspective, looking from the top down. Here it's being shown obliquely. In the tower, in the middle of the slide, however, we only see its front edge. Each of the 25 stories of the tower is a 6-octamer plane, exactly like this one. Because the view is partially obscured by the DNA, represented by the thick green vertical lines, only a little bit of each of the 3 most anterior of the 6 histone octamers are visible at each of the 25 levels, as indicated by the yellow arrows. The number of protein levels, 25, is merely the length of the entire strand, which is 300 nanometers, divided by the interoctamer beads on a string spacing of 120 angstroms, or 12 nanometers. This 12 nanometer interoctamer spacing, which I proposed in part 2 of this slide series, is not carved in stone. As I admitted there, I have no way of establishing an exact spacing between octamers because of 2 uncertainties. I cannot logically define an exact length for linker DNA segments between octamers, and I cannot assign an exact role for histone subunit H1, which therefore has been excluded from our model. Each one of these undetermined features, if they were to suddenly become determined with certainty, could alter our current 12 nanometer interoctamer spacing significantly. In spite of all these uncertainties and inexactitudes, I believe that the model shown here, or one very similar to it, is a reasonable approximation of what chromatin structure will eventually prove to be. This, then, is my proposed structure for a 30 nanometer fiber, folded at 300 nanometer intervals. Hopefully, it's now clear what I meant before when I said that the green loops of DNA in the earlier slides extended much farther than indicated. An exemplary green loop is now indicated by a yellow arrow. The actual longitudinal extent of the DNA column may now be seen to be represented as being the height of the tower in the middle of the slide, which reaches about to the ceiling of the room within which Sir Isaac is sitting. Each of the green lines in the tall column is therefore not a distinct linear strand, but a conglomeration of 4 strands, which loop from one to the next at the tops and bottoms of the column. The entirety of the DNA is therefore a single, long, looping pathway with a single entry point and a single exit point from the 25-story structure. If you look carefully at the base of the structure, you'll see the entry and exit points. This single, long, beads-on-a-string strand is carefully wound, as shown in previous slides, so that there are no net helical twists in the DNA between the entry and exit points. In this scale, which is almost exactly 10 million-fold magnified, the tower is about 1 foot wide and 10 feet tall. There are about 150 histone-octamer cores in the structure, of which only half are visible here because of the angle of viewing. The individual octamer cores in this magnified model would be about the size of tennis balls and would be longitudinally separated by a space about the same size. The structure would contain a little over 21,000 base pairs, which, after intercalation, would be spaced about an eighth of an inch or 3 millimeters apart. What happens when you approximate two such towers? How do adjacent 300 nanometer segments interact chemically? Let's remove Sir Isaac and the other props and consider this.